Las Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn is stepping down from his company, which is building a $2.4 billion casino in Everett. His decision comes after reports in the Wall Street Journal about decades of sexual misconduct allegations. Wynn denies those reports, but says the avalanche of negative publicity prohibits him from being effective as CEO. For more now on what this might mean for the casino project in Everett especially, we're joined by WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Deb.
So what's the reaction to this news that Wynn is stepping down?
Well, the reaction from the company itself has been glowing praise for Steve Wynn. Boone Wason, who is the new chairman of the board, says they accepted his resignation, quote, with a collective heavy heart. He calls Steve Wynn an industry giant, a philanthropist, a beloved leader, and a visionary. There are no mentions of those allegations that prompted this resignation and prompted Governor Charlie Baker to call the news of Steve Wynn stepping down the right decision. Most importantly, the State Gaming Commission says, quote, the Commission and Mass Gaming Commission staff will now need to assess the overall impact and implications of this significant development, and the Investigation and Enforcement Bureau will maintain its focus on the ongoing investigation.
So the Commission has its own investigation. Does this development with Wynn jeopardize the license for the casino in Everett?
Well, that seems unlikely. You know, we have to remember that the process of awarding this license took years to finish and then years of litigation to follow, suits from the city of Boston, from Somerville, other communities. So it's unlikely that the Commission would rescind this license, leave a half-built casino sitting along the Mystic River in very public view. You have to remember, you can see the casino now from the highway, 93, as you head into Boston. And on top of that, this would have a massive chilling effect on any future casino licenses they want to hand out. What company is going to come in here, invest $1 billion, knowing that at, you know, halfway through the process, that could be pulled away? And on top of that, you have 5,000 permanent and temporary jobs in effect here. So we'll see. We have another meeting at the State Gaming Commission this afternoon where they're going to give an update on this investigation.
Jack, Steve Wynn won the Greater Boston Casino license by promising that he would be the best operator, better than Caesars or Mohegan Sun. What does his stepping down mean for the company and for that image?
Well, that is a difficult question because Steve Wynn is really the public face of this company. You know, since he founded it, He used his star in commercials with Frank Sinatra to sell the Golden Nugget down at Atlantic City. His signature is on the casinos themselves. That said, Steve Wynn is not the only person at Wynn Resorts. Matthew Maddox is going to take over as CEO. He was very active in the bidding process here in Massachusetts. He actually made part of their final pitch before the State Gaming Commission. And Boone Wason, the new chair of the board, says Wynn, quote, assembled a world-class team of executives that will continue to meet the high standards of excellence that Steve Wynn created and the Wynn brand has come to represent. It's also important to remember Steve Wynn's 76. You know, he's not as active in day-to-day operations as he used to be. He's still a very active player, still very much the public face of this company, but what that means going forward, still have to see.
Okay. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz talking about the resignation last night of Steve Wynn, whose company is building a casino in Everett. Thanks so much, Jack.
You're welcome.